We're back. It's Don Chris. Welcome to an extended edition of South Florida Sundays. Probably about quarterly. I like to have the Urban League of Palm Beach County come in and talk about what's going on, events coming up right here. And today, I have the VP of Development and Marketing, Celine Johnson, and President and CEO, Patrick J. Franklin. Good morning. How are you all doing?
Good morning, Don. How are you?
Good, Don. How's it going this morning?
Everything is good. You know you all are family over here, so we like to open the mics so we can talk about what's going on within the next few months. So what are we talking about this time?
Don, we are very excited as we kick off 2020. Happy New Year to everyone out there in Palm Beach County.
Can you believe it? 2020!
2020. It's here, and we're starting off with a bang already. We're basically through the month of January already, so we're looking at our first event that we have coming up is going to be our 18th annual Heritage Day Luncheon, which will be on Thursday, February the 20th at the MLK Memorial at Curry Park in downtown West Palm Beach. This is our annual celebration for Black History Month. And we really take a big leap of faith down in this beautiful place where we live in Palm Beach County, and we have an outdoor luncheon. And we've been blessed with beautiful weather every year.
Yes.
Come on out, and it's a free luncheon to everyone. Come out and join us. This year we have our speaker's going to be Commissioner Richard Rouse from the city of West Palm Beach. We're going to have entertainment. We're going to have a free lunch, so just come on out and join us. Again, that's on Thursday, February the 20th at Curry Park, MLK Memorial. Come and spend some time with us and really enjoy being outside and enjoying this great place that we live in West Palm Beach.
Now, tell us, when we say annual Heritage Day luncheon, what does that really mean for a person who's listening?
Well, we're celebrating Black History Month, and this is our give back to our community on Black History Month, and we really take a moment to celebrate our history here in this community. We always bring in a local speaker to talk about their experience here in Palm Beach County and what they're doing. And we've had some dynamic speakers, clergy, we've had commissioners, city councilmen, we've had different leaders, community leaders over the years that have been very inspirational. And if you really want to just come out and hear local people mm-hmm. talk and enjoy who we are and celebrate Black History Month, come on out. Again, that's Thursday, February the 20th at the MLK Memorial.
Don, we've also been really grateful because at this particular luncheon, a lot of the seniors come out and they partake and listen to our keynote speakers because they've been pioneers in their own rights too. So again, we invite the public to come out and celebrate with us as we honor those pioneers who have paved the path for us to be where we are today in our current state.
And this is a free event.
Free event, free lunch.
So you free know, lunch, free event.
Free lunch. Come on out. We're going to have a good time. And Don, I know you're going to order good weather for us on that day. So we're looking forward to it. And it's great to have because a lot of people say, you have an outdoor event. Yes, we have an outdoor event. And we plan it that way. And where else can you have an outdoor luncheon in the middle of February?
Mm-hmm.
But here in Florida, mm-hmm. okay? So come on out and join us. It should be a great day. We're looking forward to hearing from Richard Rouse.
The time, of course, too, we want you to come on out. It's 12 to 1 p.m.
Okay.
So we are in and out really quickly. Come and join us for lunch and for a great opportunity to listen to a great speaker.
All right. I love it. And also, there's this second annual Men's Health Day luncheon, too.
Absolutely. In March, we're going to kick off our second annual Men's Health Day. Don, all too often we have focused, and rightfully so, on our women, and we've had different events on women's health, but for too many years we've gone without addressing our men.
Mm-hmm.
Last year was our first men's health event. It was really a great turnout. The men came out, the wives brought their men, the spouses, and we had a great talking with doctors and others to talk about men's health issues.
Mm-hmm. When
we talked about prostate. We talked about colon. We talked about high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about diabetes. We talked about all those things that we avoid, and we as men said, oh, that can't happen to us.
Right.
What we're trying to do is just bring education and awareness. Mm-hmm. Guys, take a good look at those things that are right in front of you. Let's not wait till something is catastrophic before you react to it.
Mm-hmm.
Go for your annual checkup. go for that prostate check. Go and have your PSA taken, your blood test. You know, do something about your high blood pressure.
Right.
Don't just sit there and think it's going to go away on its own.
Right.
Change your diet.
Right.
A little more exercise. We talk about all this. The men talk amongst themselves. And we had a great show. And I look forward to this year. And hopefully we have a great turnout that we have to get a bigger venue. But this year is going to be at the Urban League, 1700 North Australian Avenue. And it's going to be on Friday, March 13th. And it's going to be at the Urban League again, like I said. We're going to have our sponsors, Good Sam's, Good Samaritan's, Good Sam's Doctors will be there. And again, if it was anything like last year, you got to come.
Mm-hmm.
It's free. Again, the big word, it's free. So come out and attend. We're going to have a lunch, free lunch, and we're going to talk about men's health.
In addition, Don, to talking about men's health and various diseases, we also are going to have a demonstration, a food demonstration. We want to talk about preventative measures, too, so a demonstration of healthy eating as well as healthy exercise. So we'll have vendors that will be able to articulate to our audience the benefits of eating and also exercising to help them with control any type of diseases or prevent any type of disease for men.
I love how you said you'll have doctors there as well because, you know, I look at myself and from the outside, I mean, you would think I would have pretty good health. I'm a tall, slim guy, and there's things I don't pay attention to. I have diabetes. I have high blood pressure. Mm-hmm. And up until recently, I wasn't taking it seriously, and my blood sugar and blood pressure was out of control. I'm mm-hmm. talking wow. blood mm-hmm. sugar that's supposed to be between 80 and 120, but mine was over 300.
Mm-hmm. We have to take a good look at these symptoms. We take a good look at it, but all too often, Don, we say that we're going to take care of it later.
Right.
Okay. Later is 6 months, a year, 2 years, maybe
right.
maybe never. Okay?
Right.
So we want to make sure that our men are healthy, that they live longer, and really enjoy their life and not be burdened with diseases and different things that bring us down. Okay? You can't have a great life and enjoy where we live if we can't really be healthy to enjoy it. Okay?
Right.
So men and ladies, come out and join us for the men's health. Again, that's on Friday, March 13th at the Urban League, 1700 North Australian Avenue. And again, this is all about education and awareness. And if we can just make sure that one man goes to his doctor and has that physical exam and something good comes out of that
mm-hmm.
as a result of you coming to lunch, and then it's all worth it, okay?
I could talk all day about this subject because, I mean, I'm serious about it now. You know, like, we're dying of heart attacks and high blood pressure.
At a young age.
Diabetes.
At a young age.
Yes.
And that's uncalled for, okay? And we can do something about it. It's a matter of what we want to do. Do we want to take that step? Do we want to engage and find out
right.
what is going on with my body, okay?
Right.
You know, and again, let's not wait till we can't move.
Right. If you wait too late, then you can't correct it a lot of times.
Too far gone.
You know, Don, I want to give you an example of something that was truly successful. We had a cardiovascular mobile there. They did a series of tests, and one gentleman who just had come off the street to participate was having heart problems and didn't even realize it. They conducted a test, and then he was able to go to the hospital to be able to tend to the problems rather than the symptoms that he was having. So on the spot, you absolutely could find that there may be something troubling you.
Right.
Otherwise, he would not have known that. So it's very important that we continue to host an event of this magnitude.
So that's on Friday, March 13th. Make sure you come out. The second annual Men's Health Day Luncheon.
Mm-hmm.
And that's free as well.
That's free as well. So let's move on to our big event, our 46th annual Equal Opportunity Day Luncheon. This is our big fundraiser of the year. It's going to be at the Kravis Center, and it's going to be our big event for the year. We look forward to this every year. We're going to honor this year for Lifetime Achievement Award recipient will be Ricky Wade. And all of you know Ricky Wade being the best McDonald's, and Ricky's been very active in this community for many years, and we want to give him his roses while he can smell them. And Ricky has been active in so many organizations and so many foundations and with so many different boards. And we really respect his work and what he's done. So he's our Lifetime Achievement Award recipient this year for our 46th Annual Equal Opportunity Day Awards Luncheon, which will be on Thursday, March 26th at the Kravitz Center. Our Trailblazer Award this year would be the one and only Celicia Smith Gordon, who's an attorney, a local attorney, and she has really blazed a trail for attorneys in her own specialty as far as being a pharmacist and a lawyer at the same time. And Celicia has done some extreme work with our kids and provided scholarships for many years to students who want to go into pharmacy, and we want to honor her for her work in that area. Our Youth Achievement Award is Kangela Mullins, who's a senior at Suncoast High School, and this is an outstanding youth that has put in a lot of community service work and an outstanding student, and we want to honor Kangela Mullins for her work as a Youth Achievement Award recipient. And our keynote speaker, we're still trying to confirm, but we have a special person who we have our eye on right now, who we're waiting to get final confirmation, and I'll let you know when that's done. But we're trying to bring home a local favorite who was born and raised here in this county that has done tremendous work in throughout the country. And I'll leave it at that, but I'm looking forward to really a very dynamic keynote speaker, and it's going to be announced very, very shortly.
Okay.
Don, I want to also add to that is the reason why we selected these honorees is because their work embodies close to our mission, which is to help African Americans and minorities achieve social and economic equality. And they also make a significant impact in the lives of individuals and families throughout Palm Beach County community. So we honor them for their service and their commitment.
Okay. I have a couple of minutes left. 2020 census.
2020 census. How important is this, Don? This means everything to our community. We have to be counted, period. Every person in this county has to be counted. I don't care if you're black, white, Hispanic, Asian, Caribbean, whatever. If you live here in Palm Beach County, you reside here in Palm Beach County, you must be counted. Why? Because it makes the difference from monies that come from the federal government, that comes to the state, down to the county, down to the cities, and eventually comes down to organizations like the Urban League, okay, of how we do our jobs training programs, how we do our housing counseling programs, how we do all the different programs that we serve this community. We get funding. A lot of our funding comes from federal, down through state, down through local governments.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't count each and every person, then your allocation of funds gets diminished, okay? The more people, if you can get closer to the number of people who live here, that means the more money that will come into our county. That means more money for the state of Florida, more money for Palm Beach County, more money for the city of West Palm Beach, more money for nonprofit organizations like the Urban League. And that's here to serve this county. If we have an accurate count, who knows? We may get an additional congressional seat, okay? The boundaries of where our congressional lines are drawn are determined by the census count, okay? You look at many different variations that come through the census. And we need everybody to participate as we really work hard to count everyone. I know we're in difficult times right now. 2010, we counted a large number of people. 2020, we know we have more residents. 900 people a day move into the state of Florida every day.
Mm-hmm.
900. Many of those people come further south down in Palm Beach County. So we know we have a population that's growing each and every year. Each and every month, this population is growing. In order to serve this population properly, we must be able to count properly. We need those families that are living more than one family in a home to count everyone, not just the family of record, mm-hmm. the homeowner. But I need that added family counted that's in that home.
May illegally be here? Do they need to?
Yes, they need to be counted. Okay.
But I mean, what if they're worried about? What does that mean? Like
Don, from the information that we're getting and the information that the census people are putting out there, if you live here in Palm Beach County, you must be counted.
And where can they go?
They're going to come. The county, the census will be coming to you.
Finally, Don, it's a confidential process, so we want our residents to feel confident. And lastly, we will be hosting a number of activities at Urban League, and at all of our events, there will be information for our residents and other community members so that they can truly understand just what we talked about.
All right. So one more time, let's do a really, really quick recap like we normally do.
Thursday, February 20th, our annual Heritage Day Luncheon, free luncheon. Richard Rouse is our keynote speaker. Our second annual Men's Health Day Luncheon will be on Friday, March 13th. It's going to be at the Urban League main office, 1700 North Australian. And men, come on out, and we're going to talk about men's health. Our 46th annual Equal Opportunity Day Awards Luncheon will be on Thursday, March 26th at the Kravis Center. Ricky Wade is our Lifetime Achievement Award recipient. Felicia Smith-Gordon is our Trailblazer Award. And Congella Mullins from Suncoast High School is our Youth Achievement Award winner. And finally, participate. Get counted for the 2020 census. It's important that you get counted.
There you have it. It's a wrap. The Urban League of Palm Beach County, Salon Johnson and Patrick J. Franklin. Thank you.